Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Shadow Work Quickies. If you're anything like me, sometimes emotions hit us like a rogue weave, we get tossed around, feeling completely overwhelmed. Today, we're diving into something super important. Understanding our emotions better. Because let's face it, folks, navigating this rollercoaster ride of life is way easier when we know what buttons are being pushed and why. We're talking 5 minutes of pure emotional gold. Get ready to unlock some serious self-awareness magic. Now imagine you're scrolling through your Instagram feed. You see a picture of your friend on vacation living their best life, and suddenly, bam, you feel a twinge of jealousy. Or maybe you're having a work meeting and someone pro-shade your way, leaving you feeling stung and insecure. Ever felt that way? We all have those moments. It's totally normal to experience a range of emotions throughout the day. But here's the thing. Understanding why we feel what we feel is like having a secret superpower. It empowers us to respond instead of react. Think about it like this. Your emotions are your inner GPS system. They are constantly giving you clues about your needs, your boundaries, and even what truly matters to you. So, how do we decode these emotional messages? Here are 5 quickie tips to level up your emotional intelligence game. 1. Name that feeling. This sounds super simple, but it's the first step to mastering your emotions. Instead of just saying, I feel bad, try to pinpoint the specific emotion you're experiencing. Are you sad, angry, frustrated, disappointed? The more precise you are, the clearer the message becomes. 2. Dig deeper. Once you've identified the feeling, ask yourself, why am I feeling this way? What triggered this emotion? Is it a past experience, a current situation, or something completely unrelated? This is where your inner detective skills come in handy. Uncovering the root cause can unlock incredible insights about yourself and your emotional patterns. 3. Challenge your thoughts. Emotions often stem from our thoughts. If you're feeling anxious because you think you'll fail a test, ask yourself, is there evidence to support that thought? Often our anxieties are based on assumptions, not facts. Challenging negative thoughts can help shift your emotional state and build more resilience. 4. Express yourself. Bottling up emotions is like trying to hold a balloon filled with air. Eventually, it's going to burst. Find healthy ways to express your feelings. Journaling, talking to a trusted friend, painting, dancing, whatever works for you. Release those pent-up emotions and feel the freedom that comes with expressing yourself authentically. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself throughout this emotional journey. It's okay to have difficult feelings, it means you're human. Don't judge yourself for your emotions or try to force them away. Instead, acknowledge them, understand them, and treat yourself with the same love and compassion you would offer a dear friend. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah is feeling overwhelmed at work because her boss keeps giving her unrealistic deadlines. She starts feeling anxious, stressed, and resentful. Instead of spiraling into negativity, she takes a few deep breaths, names her feelings, I'm feeling overwhelmed and frustrated. She says to herself, then asks, what can I do about this? Sarah realizes that talking to her boss about the deadlines might be helpful. She decides to schedule a meeting and calmly explain her concerns. By acknowledging her emotions, identifying the cause, and taking proactive steps, Sarah turns a stressful situation into an opportunity for growth and communication. See? It's all about understanding your emotional compass and using it to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and power. Remember, beautiful souls, mastering your emotions is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the small wins, and keep practicing those self-awareness skills. You've got this. Now, go out there and rock your emotional world. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little emotional upgrade. And if you're feeling inspired, leave us a review. It means the world to us. I'll catch you in our next quickie session, where we'll be diving into something super juicy. Stay tuned.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.